One of the most powerful members of Alaska's House of Representatives has left the Republican-led majority caucus. Ketchikan's Kyle Johansson walked out of an organizational meeting last weekend that kept Kenai's Mike Chenault as Speaker of the House. Johansson left after another GOP representative, Anchorage's Cherise Millett, was denied a committee assignment she had sought. The two lawmakers have been described as having a close personal relationship. While Johansson lost a significant post, two other Southeast lawmakers, Bill Thomas and Peggy Wilson, moved into new leadership roles. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has the details.
Ketchikan Republican Kyle Johansson has been House Majority Leader for the past 2 years. That made him second in charge of the chamber's ruling coalition and floor leader. The new majority, just organized under current Speaker Mike Chenault of Kenai, offered Johansson the same post. But according to caucus member Peggy Wilson, he wanted changes in committee assignments. She says Johansson issued an ultimatum, she would not reveal the details, and left. So the group's remaining 23 Republicans and their three Democratic allies voted Kodiak's Alan Osterman into the majority leader's post, and Johansson was left outside the caucus. So was Anchorage Representative Cherise Millett, who also wanted committee assignment changes. Johansson could not be reached for immediate comment. Wilson, a Wrangell Republican, took over as Majority Whip, the person who chairs caucus meetings and focuses on group goals.
Because I've gone up a notch, and because Kyle is no longer there, that kind of balances out a little bit.
Wilson will also continue to chair the Transportation Committee. Haines Republican Bill Thomas moves up a notch on the House Finance Committee, becoming co-chairman in charge of the operating budget.
I think people want to see a tighter budget, and I think we're going to try to keep the growth down, but still try to meet some of the needs, demand.
Thomas says he's not ready to project a spending level for next year. He says he's looking forward to meeting with Senate leaders and the governor's budget staff.
We have to see what the price of oil is and what we can sustain here as a state without going overboard.
Juneau Democrat Beth Kurtula will continue to lead her party's minority caucus, as she has done for the past 4 years. Election losses have dropped its size to 12 members, but Kurtula says it still holds power.
I'm the point person that deals with the Speaker and with the, the Senate. So I'm in a good spot to help not only my district, but help set policy for the state.
She says she has not heard from minority Republicans Johansson and Millett about joining her organization, but she doubts that will happen.
I think philosophically that that's not what they want, but I'm always open to talking with people and seeing what would work best.
Elsewhere in the House majority, Chugiak Matsu Republican Bill Stoltz remains as Finance Committee co-chair for the capital budget. He replaces Anchorage Republican Mike Hawker, who will chair the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. And Anchorage Republican Craig Johnson becomes Rules Committee chairman. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Sitka.